Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Worry about America so much, but I'm telling you, I look forward to the day when he says, come up hither. We know that in the Bible tells us in the last days, there's going to be perilous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves. I'm here to tell you, church, it's going to get worse. The reason we need prayer to stay focused, it's going to get worse. It's coming. I was telling you some stories where, like, I go boxing, and they're playing all types of file music. But they won't play Christian music. They're offended by Christian music. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why are they offended by Christian music? Because it's worldly. Christ will offend folks. There's no doubt about it. Because whenever we're in sin, he wants you to come out of sin. And therefore, you're going to be against it. So, what we need to do is we need to be comforted that he is coming back. So, we need to be committed to prayer. We need to be consistent in prayer. And we need to be comforted by prayer. You must have faith that God will do what he says. And then, what items have you had on your prayer list that you just stopped praying for because you didn't see any changes? You gave up on it. I want to encourage you tonight, like this widow, get back to it. Get back to praying. Have a burden for the will of God, and you'll see God answers all of your prayers. So tonight, the Lord has spoke to us all. And I'll end with this, and I'll give you the question. Are you serious about prayer? Do you believe that God will do what he says he'll do? If you are, we're going to close out tonight. I'm going to ask everyone to get out their seat. And if you can't, sit on the front row. But we're going to close out with kneeling at the altar. Because we are serious about prayer. And I pray we start something here where every time the doors are open, we make prayer a priority. Not just the 5-second quick prayer. But what it's going to say, hey, we are coming together as a group because we believe in Christ, that he's going to do what he says he's do. We're going to get to this altar every time and pray. Will you join me with this burden today as we stand? If you stand and make your way down, just come on down to the altar. I'll be down here as well, and we'll close out at the altar tonight. Father God, I want to come just thanking you for this message tonight. Lord God, truly you have touched everyone's heart, Lord God, here tonight. And Lord God, we just thank you for this parable of this widow. Lord God, who showed us so many things tonight. Lord God, even though she was disadvantaged, poor, Lord God, and didn't have anyone to speak for, she had one person, and that was you. She believed in you. Lord God, I just thank you for your word, how we even looked at the four scriptures that told us you'll give us the desires of our heart. And Lord God, we pray that our desire is your will. Lord God, I just thank you for this church. Thank you for, Lord God, them having the burden of prayer. One thing I can say, this church is about praying. Lord God, I pray that you just help us to be pray together as a unit. Lord God, that we can come and kneel down to this altar and say, Lord God, we want your will, not my will. Lord God, we're not going to be like that judge that had no compassion. He was so selfish, but only concerned about himself. Lord God, we're concerned about the lost in this area. Lord God, we're concerned about our members that haven't been coming. Lord God, we ask that you give us the burden to seek your face and not just your hand. So Lord God, as we leave this place tonight, I pray for safety. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.